If you want to jump in, bro, you got that mic right there. Hopefully not. I'ma look at it soon. But that shit, for some reason, it do be stopping, bro. But if I tell you just to look at it, let me know what's up. I might ask you, you see the second wire, the skinny one? I might ask you to pull that out carefully, you feel me? Welcome, 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 welcome. I had to use that energy right there. I had to use Dizzy Spade's energy, you know what I'm saying? It's good, cool.
Hey, what's shit? New Year's Eve, my favorite holiday of the year, but it doesn't feel like it.
It don't feel like it? You don't hear them playing that?
I hear it now. I've been wondering where it was at. I don't hear no fucking ring.
Yeah, hopefully y'all don't hear that shit in the video, man.
I ain't seen the Alki outside yet. It's nice out there, man. Like, I hope that's not airy, like, for...
Nah, I hope it's good. I hope it's a good premonition, you know what I'm saying? The new year will be calm, collected, you know what I mean? Make some money in the new year, you know what I'm saying?
Hopefully I make some money tonight coming into the new year. I don't know, man. Shit looking spooky.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. But what's good? How you feeling, though?
I'm good, man. I'm feeling all right. Feeling decent.
Happy New Year's to everybody that's watching, you know what I'm saying? This probably be out tonight or probably tomorrow. We see what's up. See how I'm feeling when we done with it, you know what I mean? It
should be tomorrow, though.
Probably more than likely, but this the year in recap, man. How you felt about this year personally?
This year, for me personally, I had a good year.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I had a great year, so I felt real good about 2022. I feel like it's a setup year. I think I said that previously.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a setup year for even for the next 2 years. 23 and 24, powerful years coming up.
Yeah.
But this year was cool. It was a lot of losses this year, though. We went over that. Young and older, but it seemed like a generation is moving on now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of that this year. So I'll call 2022 a transitional year. And it was game. We got back to some normalcy. You know, we was COVID-19'd out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We just got a big loss. Like you were saying, we stay right there real quick. Barbara Walters just passed.
What?
Yeah, 95. And the Pope just passed.
Who knew? God did.
And the Pope just passed at 94.
The Pope?
Yeah.
Who's son?
Let me get his name.
No, you thought he been. What, the one that was the Pope now?
Yeah.
The one that looked like a Nazi?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. His eyes is dark.
Pope Benedict, 95.
That's not him. That's not what I was thinking.
And Barbara Walters was 93.
Barbara Walters passed away.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy because
Bill Russell.
When she passed away, when she came on Channel 7, I knew it was time to turn. It's crazy, right?
What you mean by that?
Like when she was doing 60 minutes. What was the name of that shit again? Channel 7. The Barbara Walters show.
She that special on. Shit. Yeah, that shit, the Barbara Walters special. And all
then
that
she'll talk. I think it came on after like TGIF. So after TGIF, Barbara Walters came on. It was like, all right, it's time to get it by there.
Okay.
You know, ain't no more Family Matters. Ain't no more Boy Meets World on now. Barbara talking. So. This is crazy. Like I said, end of a generation, they just moving on, man.
Yeah, man. And then, like, all the deaths in hip-hop that we've been seeing. John Madden passed away. PNB Rock. Yeah. Rest in peace to him. Takeoff.
Most recent one, right?
The most recent one was that. Like I said, I didn't know anything of him. You heard of Big Skull, Giddy? He passed away. Big Skull. I think he was like Memphis or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just passed away. That was like the most recent.
Shout out
recent.
To Giddy in the building, man.
Oh, yeah, Giddy in the building, man. You know what I'm saying?
Always lurking.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Since day one, you know what I mean? We entering our sixth year doing this shit.
Always lurking.
That's a fact, man. We ain't even intro the shit. Welcome back to the Don Cole and D.V. Get Heavy Show. We are your hosts.
Don Cole, man.
and the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course, man. This is episode 258, but this the year-end recap for 2022. You know what I'm saying? It was a good year, man.
I enjoyed it, man.
I enjoyed this year a lot. I feel like I stepped out of my shell this year. And
you?
Yeah, and I fucking, like, I practiced a lot of the business shit that I wanted to do, and they were successful. Some weren't, you know what I mean? But some were. And I feel like I just want to take that ball and just go with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, pause. You know what I mean? But,
balls,
you know what I mean? Pause. You know what I mean? Just run with it. You know what I mean? Just keep doing what we're doing.
Now, you was outside this year. You see what I'm saying? You was outside this year.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You was outside moving around and shit.
Hit a couple states. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, oh, geez, look.
A couple dates in a couple states.
That's why I knew I had to go to Vegas. When I ain't make it well, I was like, nah, I got to go to Vegas, man.
Nah, yo, Giddy, I talked to you about Vegas when I went. Bro, when I went out there, it was fucking, that shit hit 130 out there, Giddy. Yeah. On the day of my birthday, bro, I was walking to the dispensary, bro. I was about to die, nigga. Because on the map, it's like, yo, it's right there. It's like a mile away. Bro, that shit, bro, that strip is crazy long, bro.
I see what he's saying. It ain't even that, bro.
Everything is just far away, bro.
You see how like, we come out the P's, we walk to Myrtle. You just cross the street. You can continue to just cross the street. Nah, bro, that shit got escalators at some of the cross.
Yeah, everything is just big for no reason.
Nah, because the cars is wilding. Mm-hmm. So now you went from a sidewalk. Now you in a mall.
Yeah.
Shit is a different world.
Damn, this shirt is $1,300.
Let me keep moving.
Nah, that shit is dope, though. But like you said, I was definitely outside, man. Shout out to everybody that opened their arms to me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of y'all, man. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that we had on the show this year as well. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of them. You know what I mean? Got the list right there.
Right to it. High Etiquette.
High Etiquette, Gummy Bree, Mike Can't Dream, Dead Heart Threat, Third Degree, TV.
Danny Dash,
that's my girl right there.
Dally, of course,
you know what I'm saying?
Envious.
Dizzy. Choon Choon, that was the artist. She was like an artist. We have my guy Chino with the book. That was fire. That was a fire episode. What was your favorite guest this year so far? Well, not so far, but who was your favorite guest?
My favorite guest? It's tough. I would probably say Chino, though.
Chino? That one, that's a top three.
Everybody, except for a few people, I have a personal relationship with.
Yeah. And a couple of them was like our mainstays that came
and
back.
And if we didn't have, if I didn't have a personal relationship with them, before we got to the interview, because I missed a few being out of town running around like I was.
Yeah.
We got to do like a little homework on them before they pulled up. With Chino, it was just he got a book.
Yeah, it was.
It was
last minute thing, especially for you, like, because I was already conversating with him and shit like that. And then when I told you was like a book, I was like, yeah, bro, let's get this interview. And you was like, all right, let's see what he got to talk about.
But
I already knew what he had to talk about because I was talking to him, you know what I'm saying? Right. And then when we was in the pink room, you was starting to talk to him and you was like, oh, nah, this about to be a crazy interview.
Yeah, I knew it right from right there.
Yeah.
5 minutes in the speaker to him, I'm like, oh, nah, this about to be up. So I would probably say that, but everybody was amazing, man. Shout out to Primo Bozo, T. Hefe, Frost. I'll be in biz with those guys, man. So
I think my favorite one was probably Third. Just because, and then it was like a one-on-one thing because you wasn't there for that one. But like her conversation was super dope, and she's like, she's like not to say this about nobody else that was on the show, you know what I'm saying? But she's like one of them people that really work towards what she want.
Yes, sir.
And the passion for that shit shows when she's talking for it.
That's my favorite interview that you did. And I liked it because if she does an interview in our world, because she's in the battle rap coach, she owns a league now, like she even spoke about.
Yeah.
You know, had her first event, and she was a success and all that. But if she gets interviewed where we're at it's going to be predominantly battle rap.
Yeah.
You didn't take that angle with her, so I got to show her in a different way,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to what we get to see from her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I love that shit.
Yeah, I tried to talk about different shit that she had going on. Again, we was talking behind the scenes. I think my favorite interview that I did though this year was the one with RB and Bizzle, but it wasn't a visual interview. I did my first written article on him.
Yeah, you did.
So when he dropped Slow Feet Don't Eat, we went to the premiere. At B Knockers, yeah.
Dope ass.
And I was talking to him throughout the night, and I was interviewing him, and I spoke to a couple people that was on the project, the producers and shit like that, and people that was listening to it and shit like that. So I think that was like my favorite one, cause then I got to write it out and shit like that, word it how I wanted to word it. I want to try to go into that more this year as well.
There you go.
Coming up. Shout out to all of them, yeah. What was your favorite album this year?
Remember I said I was gonna get into that, and I've just been busy with mad shit that I didn't even look. I can remember Pusha album being crazy.
Yeah.
And just off the top of like thinking about albums and Pusha album coming to mind, it might be that.
Pusha album was fire. What was your favorite album this year, Giddy?
Are you gonna say something?
Young Boy.
Shit?
Nah. You know, to the non-rapping music, I fuck a Lil Baby album.
Lil Baby shit was tough. My shit, I like Joey Badass album was tough. 2000 was tough. I'm trying to think if there's something that really stands out. K-Dot shit was tough this year. I like Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper.
It was needed, but it died out.
Even Game album was tough that he dropped.
It died out fast.
Even Game album was tough that he dropped. It's just that everything that came along with it, so it died down real fast. But Game album was tough. SZA shit was hard.
I think this year kind of showed how fast music is being digested and then spit out.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even go back and listen to shit no more because something else is coming out.
Yeah. And that's the thing about music right now, that it comes out so fast that you don't even.
It's too many artists. We ain't have it like this before. Like, the anticipation used to be there. Now it's like, nigga, if you don't drop, some about to drop 3 projects anyway, so.
I understand what you're saying with, like, the amount.
Mm-hmm.
Of artists that there is now, because there is like at least 10 times the amount that we grew up on.
In each region.
And we even, because we grew up in an era where it was a lot of rap going on, you know what I'm saying? From cell phone ringtone rap to lyrical rap and everything in between, you know what I'm saying? But I think back then there was like a quote-unquote structure because of the labels. So you had like release dates and all this type of shit, and if you did go like a little to the left was that it was, you still got quote-unquote permission from them to do like a mixtape or some shit, you know what I'm saying? But now with the like independence where you don't really need a label, like Russ drops a new song every week.
Yeah.
And he does that because that's his marketing tool, you know what I'm saying? So
that mold is old and broken, so now the floodgates are open.
So it is difficult for you to like go back to an album that just came out last week and be like, yo, this is my song, this song, because there's 2 albums that came out the week after that shit that you like, yeah. Oh shit, these
damn,
2 albums.
I ain't even listening to this. Someone told me this was fire. Yo, hold on. Yeah. I'm not listening to this. Let me get to this.
Yeah,
like, I still take my time. I still, if I like an album, I listen to it for at least a week. I have to.
Like,
and
you
then
won't
I'll
even
be able to be like, all right, this is dope. And I might come back to some of these songs. Or I'll be like, all right, this is cool.
Like, you don't even notice. Like, Drake dropped 3 times this year?
Who didn't notice?
But I don't, like you said, it wasn't a lot of talk behind his projects, except for the one with 21.
Because it was a different. It was a sound, I wouldn't say a different sound, because one of the projects he dropped, niggas ain't like none of that shit.
Yeah.
Just because people didn't like it.
You put those two entities together, they
no,
sold.
Not that. I'm talking about the house music the shit house he music did.
Oh, the last project he did by himself.
Before, I think, that was the last one he did.
What was the title of that shit?
Bro, it's the house party shit.
Remember.
The house music shit that nobody claimed they liked, but
the Nevermind shit, he was like, fuck it, the title was like that.
You know what song that is?
Yeah,
that album.
Nah, that shit did do numbers. But then that's like what you're saying, he finds those new waves that's coming into music.
No, he's just jumping pockets.
Yeah.
He's the only one that does that. It's smart as shit.
We were just talking about this in the last episode with the Kendrick conversation, that Drake was the one that like introduces new styles and shit. He just goes somewhere and find it.
He's fucking it up for these rappers.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's crazy. What else stands out to you from this year? You got notes right here. If you could read my shit, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because
we went through a lot of it, like you said. Arrested. I didn't know K-Flock didn't get arrested this year. He got arrested last year.
K-Flock got arrested last year?
Yes, sir. On Christmas or some shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It was the end.
I mean,
but yeah.
But it's this year still.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be in the Uncle Murder wrap up.
Young Thug, out of here. R. Kelly.
Don't say
here.
It like that.
I'm just saying, bro. We a podcast, bro.
You see, two of the
Cold defendants in that case shit.
Before
Who's
we go,
that?
that's Gunner. I don't know why you got him up there for arrest. Like,
he got arrested.
So what?
Snitch. Damn.
So what? Two of the, you seen this shit, bro? Like, two of the defendants in that case was like, nah, we not taking the plea.
Oh, what?
Fuck that.
Stand up guys.
We taking it to trial.
Stand up guys.
One of them is going, if they convicted though, that's 5th.
It is!
Stand up guys.
He said it with a smile. He said, no.
Somebody today though, they just posted.
Somebody else snitched though.
The plea deal he took shows Young Thug as one of the head honchos. Like,
That's how they lined it up.
Story,
like, because even the other dude, they were saying,
that's what they're doing. They're going to let every last one of them out.
Whoever takes it to trial.
Yeah, they're making him the fall guy. Yeah.
That's it. They just going to show you. We're going to get this thing 300 years.
Ever takes it to trial. All them niggas that took pleas. That's why I keep trying. Listen to what that judge saying. Yeah, you're going to be called back in the court.
Plead the 5th, though.
If it incriminates you. I rewind that shit. Not if it incriminates somebody else. You can plead the 5th if it incriminates yourself.
Yeah, and that's why they saying that. What's that shit that Gunna took? Yeah. Back at it. All right, we was talking about Gunna and them. You said why I put him on the arrest list? Because he snitched.
Joking.
Yeah, but there was plenty of them that got locked up this year. Sue Surf, Mr. Cool.
They locked up. Both the waves locked up.
Who?
Both the waves, Max and Surf.
Damn.
Throw that.
That's crazy, man. But let's hope that everybody could go into the new year with clear minds, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to fade into that shit right there, because everybody getting locked up for a RICO charge. We just saw the, who was that? Sauce Walker's crew that got locked up for that shit recently, too. Yeah, man. But a lot of shit happened this year. We had Brittany Garner get locked up for a vape pen.
She was locked up the whole year.
The whole year, bro. That shit was crazy, bro. But
she came on before Thanksgiving or some shit? After Thanksgiving.
A little before Christmas, yeah. It wasn't before Thanksgiving.
She got
locked up in February,
right?
Yeah. Damn. She got locked up in February. She spent the whole year in there. They basically
she been home like a month.
She been home
the
like
whole
a
year.
Month. Yeah.
Like in total.
Yeah. And they already saying that the guy that they traded for her is already out here selling shit and doing shit.
He was selling shit when he was locked up.
Pass me that paper.
I can't see it. He was selling shit when he was locked up.
Yeah.
Now it's just lit. What are you talking about?
Joe Biden also disappeared for the whole year.
Joe Biden ain't been seen since he won the election. Oh no, I'm lying. Didn't he fall up the stairs or some shit?
He did a couple dumb shit early in
the interview. He fell asleep in the interview. That's what happened and shit.
Yeah, and he turned around to shake somebody's hand and they wasn't there type shit. I was like, something is stupid, bro. Is mad. Oh,
did you see that shit though? I don't know. He was doing an interview. He was doing an interview with someone, and they was asking him a question. And he just.
Oh yeah.
And I woke up. That's fucking doomed.
That's when Donald Trump was calling him Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, it's nasty. You gotta get him out of there. He falling asleep during interviews. He falls asleep and press that button by mistake. It's over.
Yeah, we had a lot of breakups this year.
I don't care.
Well, podcast world, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean breakups like that. I mean like podcast world and shit like that.
In the podding world.
Remember My Expert Opinion broke up? That was a nasty one. I Am Athlete broke up? That was a nasty one. You know what I'm saying? A couple things like that.
Excuse me.
Then we got to see the Slaughterhouse shit. Remember they was trying to get back at everything? Why I'm forgetting his name? Joel Ortiz and Crooked Eye. They tried to get it back, you know what I mean? But nothing was happening there.
Nothing gonna happen, Captain.
That Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case was big this year, too.
It seemed like that was probably the most covered story this year.
Is there comparisons with that and the Tory and Meg case? Or that's different?
That was his wife.
That's different, yeah. Because that shit that he was going through was in the house type shit.
We definitely had the Tory and Meg shit finally come to an end.
Yeah.
It took a year and a half, right?
It took this whole year. It probably was 2 years type shit.
That shit happened last year. It ain't happened this year.
It's crazy, bro. Basically snitched on himself, though, you know what I'm saying?
Son gave up.
All those calls and all that shit. I don't know if he know. It says that this call is recorded, right?
It does say it in every state, county. I don't know about country, but definitely here. It says the call is being recorded.
It's a call from Tory. Yo, I'm sorry, man. Yo, my nigga.
Bro,
I was dead drunk. You know I wouldn't have done that shit if I wasn't drunk, bro. My nigga, he talking to a girl. Mind you, my nigga. You know me, my nigga. Damn, bro. You fucked up, bro.
He was still drunk when he made that call.
Yeah, that's the fucked up
nobody,
part. Right?
Yeah, I'm not letting nobody else. It was stupid as fuck. You know, that was dumb. I can hear in his voice that he's still drunk and he panicking.
Yeah, he's scared as shit.
I don't know why. She in the Hollywood Hills.
She you know, his team is, bro, you know, up. Her team is going. He said, fuck that, the niggas can't.
He said, yo, you got my bodyguard number? Niggas said, call the bodyguard. I said, wait, what? The bodyguard.
Tell that nigga pick up, man.
The bodyguard?
Bail you out.
Oh, shit.
Where your accountant at? Nigga, where your lawyers at? What we doing? It's time to step your game up, because you about to get locked up for a very long time. So there's, all right, he's getting... deported, right?
They're gonna deport the shit.
You're going back. Bro. So what happens then? He spends jail time up there, or?
Now listen, I'll say.
Because I don't know laws like that.
I'll say this without saying any names. I know people that committed murders and just got deported back to their country.
And living like kings, right? What? In their country.
I don't know about kings, but they've been out. They ain't go to jail out there. Just went to auntie crib. And been out there since. So I don't know. But I don't see them shit. If he allows them to keep him here, he's a goddamn fool. I'm not a citizen of this fucking country.
Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
Send me home. And Canada beat him, gave him probation.
Damn, I was just telling this to somebody.
You know what I'm saying? Get that nigga house arrest.
There's a lot of good musicians that we not gonna hear none of their music.
They'll give them a pow pow for coming over here and making them look bad. Mm. You see how Aubrey comes over here.
Talk
right?
about pow pows. We got the slap of the century this year.
Who got slapped?
Chris Rock.
Damn, that did happen, man.
That happened this year?
It's coming up on a year, right? That it happened? Because that was like...
when does the Oscars come on?
I don't ask me that. I just know it wasn't like in...
I think the Oscars happens like in the summertime or some shit like that.
I don't think it was in the summertime. I think it was like March. They smacked him early.
Really?
Yeah, he definitely slapped him early. Fucked up the whole Serena Williams fall the movie shit. Yeah.
I mean, he still got the Oscar for that.
Yeah, it was tainted though. But he slapped the dog shit out of him. Yes, he did. Chris Rock is about to be live in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I hope he talks about it. I need to see it.
You think he's gonna talk about it?
He has to talk about it. He's a comedian.
Oh, Deezus and Meryl split this year as well. That was a crazy one. They still going at it too.
No, somebody there called us that. I said, I'm not Spanish.
Somebody called us Deezus and Meryl?
I said, I'm not Spanish, bro. They said, yo, what? Oh, that, I thought he was black. No.
Which one?
The one they think is black.
The one is black.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The boy's Spanish too, bro.
Deezus is Spanish?
You not have Spanish?
Nah. I think he's like Haitian or some shit okay. like that. Meryl is Spanish.
I know that's Spanish, but I
think
he's
Puerto Rican.
I thought he was Spanish too.
Spanish. Nah, Deezus is
He's from the Bronx, right?
They both from the Bronx.
But he's Spanish to me.
Nah, I think he's Haitian. I think he's Haitian or some shit like that.
You gotta show me, but if you up there in the Bronx, you dark skin, I don't know, bro. You might be Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you, but I know that he's not Spanish. I'm telling you, he's not Spanish. He's not Spanish.
Okay. He's just from the Bronx, so that's the first thing that you gotta. Alright, if you black, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's a lot of dibbling dabbling up there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas be dark as hell, and they moms
be Deshaun Watson shit this year?
The Deshaun Watson shit was for 2 years. He just came back this year.
It's just that he came back this year, right? Mm-hmm. That's crazy, bro.
Now it's crazy to see all of.
The Alex Jones shit happened though. He gotta pay like a billy to those people that he lied to.
He ain't got it. He gonna slit his wrist. He gonna slit his wrist eventually. Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh.
Yo, shout out to, shout out to fucking BMF, man.
The show?
The whole shit.
Why you say that?
Because to see it like reborn again
mm-hmm.
this year in the form of entertainment.
Yeah.
Like what he was striving for at the end, he just did it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He did that. That's the one aspect of his life he did wrong.
Yeah.
Moving into rap. But seeing how they doing with just like the show and I'm watching a documentary now. I'm up to like, I think the third episode.
Yeah.
Shit is amazing, man.
I told you.
Shit is amazing. I think that's my favorite. It been that, but just to see it more in depth. First of all, that's the best documentary I've watched.
Okay.
In a long time. And a lot of dope shit came out this year. We had the Supreme Team. We had the Tim Donahue story. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All
those shits was hard on Netflix. The ones that was like with that.
Yeah. Series. I'm trying to think of what else it was. That's why I can't say. I fuck with the documentaries. The docs this year was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Last Dance was it this year, was it? No, that was last year.
That was last year.
But this BMF joint, man. Meech is. The fuck it, I don't know, bro. I don't know what
guy. Yeah, Black Pablo Escobar.
Who the? Yeah.
That's what they call better.
I mean, Pablo established his power through murder. through blood.
Yeah. His thing was more like
he watched family. All that shit and knew what he needed to do. Mm-hmm. See that shit and just like,
yeah,
still being able to reap off it now, man. That shit is crazy to me. I don't know.
Nah, I understand what you're saying. The legacy that he left behind to be one of those
it's still going
top drug dealers in America type shit, because that's what America fantasizes over, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? It is the bad guy, you know what I mean? The quote unquote bad guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But and if for it to be modern times, and literally he almost lasted like 30 years, bro. Like he was doing that shit since the 80s and got caught in the early 2000s. That shit is crazy.
Mid 2000s.
Yeah, that shit is crazy town. Like the time length of it.
Almost 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, the time length years. Of the, what he was doing is crazy. And I don't know if I agree with you, like where you said getting into music was probably the downfall. Mm-hmm.
No, I said the one thing he was did probably that like he you did think he wrong. Did wrong.
Okay.
Like everything else, the way he was moving, he did right. Like
yeah, because he
traveled
was,
from state to state.
let me just make this a nice announcement, short and sweet. We having technical difficulties, so I wanted to give y'all a better episode, but it looks like it's fucking with me right now. So
or not fucking with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm just gonna try to keep a positive mindset. You know what I'm saying? We just gonna close the episode out, but
in a year.
Yeah, and a year. So I just wanted to touch on some numbers that I got from our shit. We did almost like 80 episodes this year. We got close to like 10,000 views, 30,000 total views, like views and stuff like that. We got like 60 subscribers. You know what I'm saying? We want to say thank you to everybody that hit that subscribe button.
Nice.
Left a comment on every episode that y'all left a comment on. I'm sorry, my mind is totally somewhere else right now. I'm really frustrated.
Pick your head up, kid.
Yeah, thank you to everybody, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody, and let's go into the new year strong and double all these numbers, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit happened this year, like Core said, a lot of successful shit, you know what I mean? A couple failures here and there, you know what I'm saying? But you know, you keep the ball rolling, you know what I mean? So you got anything that you want to give to the people, Cole, before we get out of here?
You gave them mostly everything. I just appreciate the same as what Nacho just saying, and hoping for continued success and great health for all our watchers, viewers, listeners, and subscribers, man. Let's keep the ball rolling. After the ball drops, 2023, it's going to be an amazing year, man.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year's to everybody, man.
And to those we lost this year, you'll forever be in our your loved ones' hearts and
memories,
and we live through y'all. Y'all live through us until we meet again.
That's a fact, man. So, one more time for 2022 for Don Cole, it's D-Reek and Hippie. Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. And we'll see you guys real soon, man. A lot of new content coming you guys way, man. Mm-hmm. Make sure you follow everything Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie, and we'll be back at y'all in 2023. We out.